Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to H2 FY26 results conference call of Swastika Castle Limited, hosted by Green Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sakshi Panjwani from Green Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good day, everyone. On behalf of Green Advisors, I welcome you all to H2 and 12-month FY26 conference call of Swastika Castle Limited. From management team, we have today Mr. Varun Chandha, Managing Director. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Varun Chandha for opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I am Varun Chandha, Managing Director of Swastika Castle Limited, and I thank you all for joining us today. This is a special moment for us as this is our first earnings call since our listing on the BSE SME platform. On behalf of the entire Swastika Castle team, I sincerely appreciate your time and interest in the journey. For those who are new to the company, who have joined today only, Swastika Castle Limited is a 30 year-old manufacturing company of high-precision aluminum castings, serving industries where strength, accuracy, and reliability are very critical. With our integrated manufacturing facility in Karjan, Vadodara, we are able to deliver full machined, ready-to-use components with consistent quality and on-time delivery to our customer. In regards of this call, financial year 26 has been a year of steady progress and important milestone for us. We have seen encouraging momentum in our business, supported by improving demand across key sectors such as power transmission, electrical equipment, industrial application, etc. These sectors continue to benefit from strong structural tailwind, including increasing investments in infrastructure, rising electrification, and renewable energy, and other high-quality products. So, from a financial standpoint, we are pleased with our growth trajectory during the year for FY26. Our total income grew by 19.5% to 36.19 crore, reflecting steady business momentum. EBITDA stood at 6.22 crore, and our profit after tax was at 3.28 crore. Operationally, we continue to strengthen our manufacturing facility, which gives us better control over quality delivery timelines and cost structure. This has helped us deepen relationships with our existing customers and also expanded our reach into new markets. Our export presence in regions such as Europe, Mexico, U.S. is gradually improving, and we see this as an important growth-driving forward. Our recent listing has given us a stronger platform for our next phase of growth. It has improved our visibility, strengthened our governance framework, and positioned us as large opportunities with greater confidence. We remain focused on building a scalable and sustainable business by investing in capabilities, expanding our market presence, and aligning with sector that offer long-term growth potentials. Overall, we have entered the new financial year this year with confidence and positivity. The demand environment remains supportive, our capability continue to strengthen, and our team is fully aligned towards delivering consistent and sustainable growth. We remain committed to create long-term value for all our stakeholders and look forward to sharing our progress with you all in the coming time. Thank you once again for your continued support. We are open to ask any questions if you want to.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Bhaskar Chatterjee from Smiths Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Yes. So, sir, first of all, congratulations on your BSE listing debut year. I have two questions.
Yes, sir.
So, first of all, revenue grew during FY26. So what were the key growth drivers?
Yeah. So for FY26 was positive year for us in terms of business growth. The increased revenue was mainly driven by higher business volume and strong relationship with our customers. And we focus on execution also, timely delivery, improving our operational capabilities, which helped us to achieve it. Also, I would like to add that we made investments in strengthening our infrastructure and expanding our capabilities also. These also helped us grow, and we have taken long-term perspective and have helped us and have built a very strong platform for future growth. We also remain focused on improving our internal efficiency and maintaining operational discipline across the whole organization. Overall, I believe that the growth achieved during 26 reflects the strength of the business and give us confidence as we move into the next phase of growth. The year has already started and looking forward for this.
So that's great. I have just one another question. So is the growth mainly driven by volume increase, realization increase, or new customer addition?
Okay. So the growth was because of volume, with support from strong customer demand, improving our execution capabilities also. The pricing impact was relatively very, very, very limited.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I will be joining back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahesh from VY Cap. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I just wanted to ask, our revenue grew by approximately 17%. But however, you know, operating cash flow turned negative. So could you help us understand the key drivers behind this?
Yeah. So I'll give you full detail thing because this was all intentional. So while the company delivered healthy revenue last year, our operating cash flow was impacted mainly due to higher working capital during the year. We look at this in a context of a company growth phase. This is a strategic, very strategic decision during the year that we have taken. And looking at the external business environment, one of the most important factors during the year was uncertainty in the global environment, including geopolitical situation and war-related disruptions. And that affected supply chain, availability of raw material, fluctuation in price, but all uncertainty in delivery schedules. So in order to ensure uninterrupted production and avoid any impact on our customer commitments, because that is what we are emphasizing on because of our relationships, good relationship with our customer. We took a very proactive approach with our vendor ecosystem. We worked closely with them and supported them through faster and advanced payments to secure raw material availability, lock pricing wherever is possible, and ensure timely deliveries of raw material to us and in turn to our customer. This, the whole thing was a conscious business decision because our priority was to maintain continuity in operations and avoid situation where production schedules could be affected due to supply shortages, protecting customer deliveries and maintaining reliability was our main focus. Still, it is not about short-term gain, it is about a long-term plan for us. Another factor during the year was that we remained focused on maintaining strategic inventory levels. Given the uncertainty again around raw material supply, pricing, maintaining adequate product inventory, to help reduce risk of production disruption and supported cus and again to for the customers only. So we procured as well as made more stock than it was required. Also, after the IPO and the expansion initiative that we have taken, the company entered into a very important transitional phase, I would say. The transitional phase is like it is the transition phase was like the transition phase was like we have commissioned all our machinery in month of March, the expansion of capital, the CapEx, and we wanted to keep inventory so that also continues to feed our new machines and everything. And we also are expecting that the supply chain condition will stabilize, customer collections also will normalize. There was a bit of customer collection issue, I would say. There was some delays because of March ending. In March, what happens is the local customers just don't give release payments. And that also has stabilized in April and May. And then the expansion also is fed with these inventories. So that is a very conscious thing that we took. And however, I would say that we are already focused on improving the cash conversion. We have taken multiple initiatives also in the company, improving the collection efficiency, optimizing inventory management also. We are already working on it. And better planning, I would say. Plus, with this, we have also reduced our supplier paying cycles also, normalized the paying cycles also.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Thank you for the detailed answer. I also wanted to know, like, our capital expenditure has increased significantly during this. Can you tell me the expected timeline for these to start contributing meaningfully to revenue and returns?
Our capital expenditure during last year was very strategic investment aimed at strengthening our manufacturing capabilities and supporting future growth requirements. Now things are operational, and we expect benefits to start becoming very visible in coming future, soon, through and also through improved capacity, the put that we have put. Higher business volumes are there, business operation efficiencies and stronger operation leverage also we'll get from this. Some benefits will start reflecting in near term, while the large financial impact is expected to be in the medium term, but some benefits you will be able to see it in near term.
Okay. Got it. Thank you for answering.
Thank you. The next question is from Dhanraj Solani from Kuber Advisors. Please go ahead. Mr. Dhanraj Solani?
Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
As I could see the current margins, so I just wanted to know what would be our sustainable margins over the period.
Looking at the current scenario, we believe our margins are sustainable and also improve as we achieve greater scale in the business. The volumes increase and capacity utilization improves as it is done. We expect to benefit from operating leverage and better absorption of fixed cost. It is like the normal thing. And at the same time, we continue to focus on operational efficiencies, cost optimization, and improving productivity across the organization. So this all thing plus our vendors and the way we are working with them currently, that everything will help us in bettering, might help us in bettering it.
Okay. And considering the new expansion, so what revenue would generate out of it?
From the new expansion, the revenue growth for this year will be this year. Financial year 27 will be our full year, where we will have the benefit of enhanced capacity available. And throughout the year, this provides us a very strong platform for growth and improved ability to cater increasing customer demands, customer requirements. As I said before, the tailwind is with us for the business. And this will help us. Looking at the current business environment, the opportunity is available. We remain very optimistic about the year ahead and expect growth momentum to continue. While we would prefer not to provide a specific guidance at this stage, we believe FY27 has the potential to deliver strong growth stronger growth in comparison to 26. So our focus is on achieving sustainable and profitable growth while we also improve our operational efficiency. We will surely benefit from the recent expansion.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from Mr. Raj Shah from Shah Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Sir, can margins improve further from current levels?
Market means, sir, can you please, like, elaborate? So you're talking about the opportunities of business or growth of revenue?
Yeah, right. Can margins, margins can improve?
Okay. So margin, sorry, I heard, sorry, I'm mistaken. So we believe the margins, as I said, we believe the margins will improve, should improve in coming time because of the focus that we are giving on operational efficiencies, as well as I said, our expansion is already finished, and we expect additional capacity to support higher business volumes and improve our ability to cater the increased customer requirement. And moreover, we will have, as we achieve the greater scale, we expect to benefit from operating leverage, which also improved absorption of fixed cost and better operational efficiencies, as I said. So, in this scenario, we see good business in front of us, and we also continue to focus on productivity improvements and cost optimization initiatives also in the business. So, but the margins are influenced by factors such as raw material price, market conditions, and this. But in the current scenario, as I said, we are very, very optimistic about it.
Okay, that's great. And sir, also I want to know that what is the expected revenue growth guidance for FY27?
So it is very difficult to give you in figures, but as I said, we are projecting better than the last year growth also. And with our business, with our customers. So I would also like to mention our customers, such as we have good customers such as Hitachi, ABB, Siemens, GE, Toshiba. So they are also having good orders, and the same will translate to us. We are expanding in other, with our, we are also adding in new customers. That will also help us in improving our scale of business.
Okay, sir. Yeah, that's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Mr. Vinod Shah, as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
So on the export front, do you see more export opportunities?
Yes, we continue to see opportunities both in existing market, and we are expanding our customer base, as I said. On the export side, we believe that there is a meaningful potential going forward, and we are actively exploring opportunities. We are in discussion with few customers. I will take this moment to tell you that last year we had added two new customer in export front. One is QAG. It is an Australian-based multinational. And one is Trench from Europe. It is also a multinational company. It's a big corporate. At the same time, the customers addition remains in our focus area. We'll be adding more. along with strengthening relationship with our existing customers also. So what is happening is, for example, we are approved vendor for Hitachi, and so Hitachi has multiple factories. Now last year we have got into, we have got orders from one of their other factories there where we were not supplying. That also we have added. Our strategy is also to build long-term and sustainable relationship rather than focusing on short-term business gains. And all these corporates that we are talking about, there are few more in line that we are in discussion. And we are sure that export potential, exports will be rising further. So last year it has raised, and current year we are working towards it so that it raises further.
Okay, okay, sir. And sir, how are you dealing with rising raw material prices?
So rising raw material pricing, we have a very set norms with all our customers. We have this certain clause with them, wherein the price variation, all the raw material prices that are increasing, is priced passed on to them on monthly basis currently, and so the impact is not high on either side. And similarly, when it will go down, we will again pass on that same thing to them. So we are very clear with them, and not only raw material, we also have price variation clause for the fuels also that we use. So we have price variation clause for that also, because as you know, crude is also increasing, the fuels are also increasing. We have price variation clause with maximum of our customer.
Okay, great, sir. I will join back the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Mr. Bhaskar Chatterjee from Smiths Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have some questions. So first of all, I want to ask that, are you first generation or second in dining business?
So no, my father started this business, and I am the second generation in the business. But I am working in this factory since last, I think, now 18 years.
Okay, and which all the industry that we serve?
Which one?
Which all the industry we serve?
So industry served, the industries that we are serving is mainly into power, infrastructure, power, capital equipment, and then railways, then oil and gases, firefighting equipment. It is, but maximum goes to power industry, which has very, very strong potential at this moment. And our customers, I name my customers also. They are all A grade customers, and they are growing very fast, and they also want us to grow fast.
Okay. And any new client that we have added this financial year?
Last financial year we have added two clients. One is Trench, as I said, and QAC. And more clients, like one or two more, but these are two prominent names wherein you will get it.
Okay, okay. And what are your outlook towards this industry?
So my outlook towards this industry is like, I think all my current customers are booked for the next at least 5 years. This is what I have been told, and plus other, we are also trying to enter into other sectors wherein we are adding more portfolio in railways, in other places. We have also started actively participating in government tenders at Gen Portal for some components in defense and other products. So that we have also started participating in.
Okay, sir. Thank you for your answers, and all the best.
Thank you.
I will reach out to you for any further meeting. Okay?
Sure, sure, sure. Sure, sir.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sakshi Panjwani from Kirin Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Swastika Capital Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at resource@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference. Good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.